the Girl Crush Podcast.
Some theme music.
We'll be your Sandra Bullock source.
I love the range of movies that she's in.
Her eyebrows, they're amazing.
She has very striking features.
Fast male co-star.
Quirky little personality.
She's got real tears at multiple parts in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Key Sandra Bullock physical comedy.
Powerful woman.
I mean, she's the boss of the whole movie.
I'm just all in. Rom-com.
Brilliant. Smart.
5 out of 5.
Hello and welcome to the Girl Crush Podcast. I'm Anne.
And I'm Allie.
We love Sandra Bullock, so this season we're watching all of her movies and ranking them. If you want to give us your own thoughts, be sure to connect with us on Instagram at girlcrush_pod. And as always, be sure to rate and review.
On today's episode, we'll be talking about the movie Wrestling Ernest Hemingway. This was released in 1993, and if you'd like to watch it, you can rent it on Amazon Prime. In this movie, Sandra Bullock plays a character named Elaine, and we see a retired brash sea captain and a retired gentle barber who become unlikely friends. So if you want to watch this movie, now's the time to pause and go rent it. Otherwise, here's your spoiler alert.
Yeah, so jumping right on into the plot of Wrestling Ernest Hemingway, we gave this a rating of 7.25 out of 10. The movie opens with an old man named Frank, played by Richard Harris, doing naked push-ups. And it just tosses you right on in.
I love that.
Frank is a retired sea captain. He is brash. He's disheveled. He drinks a lot. You know, the stereotypical old sailor.
Yes.
That's Frank. We meet Sandy pretty much right away. She's a diner waitress named Elaine. And she has a friendship with a patron named Walt, played by Robert Duvall. Walt is from Cuba. He's very well-dressed. He's quiet. He's very respectful. Elaine and Walt just, you know, you can tell that she really takes care of her regulars and they have a good rapport.
Yes. So sweet.
It's so sweet. Frank goes to see a senior matinee movie and he tries to convince a lady he seems to have a crush on, Georgia, to sneak in to see a double feature, but she seems a little too refined for him and says no.
His outfit is orange cargo shorts and a red short-sleeved button-up, which... yeah, he just looks a little bit sloppy compared to refined Georgia.
Mm-hmm. We see Walt, he goes to a Little League game. It's kind of unclear if he actually knows any of the kids or if he just really likes Little League, but aww, it's cute. And we also see Frank's landlord, played by Shirley MacLaine, and she gives him a message from his son saying that he can't pick him up the next day. Frank seems confused or hurt by this, and he goes to the park to drink some Jameson and read. And he sees Walt there and compliments his hat. And Frank continues talking to Walt, who seems like he just wants to do his crossword and be left alone.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad. Like, they seem lonely, and they don't really have a lot of people around them.
Right. Like, even though Frank is such a... He is very brash. The fact mm-hmm. that he is disappointed by his son not coming just shows that he is human, you know?
Yeah,
Still looking for human connection and people who love him.
Right.
And yeah, Walt is just very much on his own.
Walt seems so lovable.
He does. I love him. Frank sees Walt on another day and tries to strike up a conversation again. Walt tells Frank how Elaine makes special bacon sandwiches for him at the diner. And Frank's like, I want one. So they go together.
Precious.
It's much busier this time of day, so they can't sit at Walt's regular table. And Walt seems really sad to be having, like, a different experience with not his waitress.
Right, exactly.
She's, like, lecturing him about how he shouldn't be eating so much bacon because...
Right.
It's like, let the man have his bacon sandwich.
Right. Like, he's an old man. Let him live his life in peace.
Leave Walt alone. Elaine is working, though. She goes to say hello to Walt and...
bless her heart.
He's breaking her heart sitting in Bernice's section instead of hers. It's very cute because you can tell that Walt has this like shy crush on Elaine and he's very protective of her. Like Frank makes this lewd comment about her butt and Walt shuts it down.
Yes, it's so precious.
Mm-hmm. He just like respects and loves her so much.
Yes.
Walt and Elaine actually ride the same bus and he always saves a seat for her, which is precious, at the bus stop.
I love it.
And she asks who Frank was because she's never seen Walt with a friend. And he's like, it's not my friend. Frank goes to the movies again, sits right next to Georgia, much to her dismay. They seem like they're total opposites, but there's a little flirtation there. They have little crushes on each other.
Yeah.
And they do discuss going to another movie together. So Frank's making strides. It is the 4th of July. Walt and Frank both want to see the fireworks, but they have no way to get there because the bus is not running that day because it's a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Frank offers to drive, but they end up riding a tandem bike. adorable.
That's what he offered to drive. I love it. Have you ever ridden a tandem bike?
No, and I don't think it would end well if I did. Have you?
Yes, and I loved it.
Where did you ride one?
In Mackinac Island. So I have literally always wanted to ride one. I don't know why. I just always have wanted to.
They're so charming.
I know. They are so charming. So we went to Mackinac Island for our anniversary 1 year, and they have like a bike loop around the whole island. And so we rented a tandem bike for it. And the whole time I was just like smiling wide-mouthed.
I love it.
It was great.
So yeah, they're riding this tandem bike trying to get to the fireworks. They take a break to eat lunch on a bench, and Walt falls asleep. And when he wakes up, the fireworks have started, and Frank is drunk on the Jameson he brought. From where they are, though, they can see the fireworks. They're just not like as close as they could have been. Walt is, this is so precious, he's just mesmerized by the fireworks. Like, he loves them.
Small joys.
And they sit side by side watching the fireworks, which is just the cutest, and they end up sleeping on this little beach that they're camped out on.
My heart cannot take it.
So, new day, we see Walt and Frank are, like, becoming unlikely friends.
Right, yeah.
Walt takes Frank with him to watch a Little League game. He knows all the rules. He, like, knows when a kid goes too far off first and will get tagged out.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like Walt just goes to the games to learn about baseball. Like, because Walt is from Cuba, like, a lot of what he's doing in this movie is, like, he's just, like, constantly trying to learn more about the American experience.
Yeah, like, he's trying to be a part of the culture or something.
Mm-hmm. So this is, like, how he does it for free.
Right.
For baseball.
Yeah.
We find out that Walt is a retired barber, and he insists that Frank needs a haircut and a shave. Frank's hair literally looks like Doc from Back to the Future. Like, it is out of control. But Frank has never had his hair cut by an actual barber. And this is so sweet. This whole movie is so sweet.
Yes, it is.
Frank's, like, nervous because he's never had an actual haircut. But Walt is so gentle, clearly was and still is an excellent barber. And Frank really does look like a different person.
Yeah, so precious. Amazing what a good barber can do.
Mm-hmm. During this experience, Walt gives Frank, like, a little shoulder massage, you know.
Yeah.
And that is, like, my favorite part about going to the salon. Is the, like,
oh my goodness,
hair washing, yes, and the shoulder massage. I'm like, yes.
So good.
It's excellent.
Completely agree.
I don't know if some people find that weird or abnormal.
They do it at my salon, too, and I love it. I always wish it were longer. I'm like, yeah, I wish this was a full-on massage and a haircut.
I wonder if that is, like, a common thing, like, around the world, though.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
My coworker got a haircut in, I think, Vietnam. And at the end of it, he said they gave him an eyeball massage. An eyeball massage.
Did your coworker like it?
He said he just accepted it because he didn't know what to do. And he thought he was, like, going to lose an eye if he, like, protested too quickly.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, they literally, like, touch your eyes.
What, with your eyes closed?
No.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Stop this right now.
Yeah. He said it was, like, 0 out of 10 would not do again. It was a very weird experience. I don't know if that's normal in Vietnam. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I'm in shock.
Are you Googling?
I'm Googling. I'm just scrolling through. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know why they're doing it, but yeah.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
I could not do that.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah. Okay, so essentially, like, every scene in this movie are them just doing an activity together and becoming closer friends.
Yes.
So we also see them go fishing. Frank wants to go skinny dipping. And Walt thinks this is hilarious, but he wants to stay fully clothed. And Frank's like, I'm not wearing pants. The fish aren't wearing pants. So in Walt goes. And Frank is, like, having a blast in the water, acting like a kid. It's just fun to see these, like, old men.
Finding joy.
Finding joy in, like, very simple things. Yeah.
Yes.
They're hanging out so much. They ride the tandem bike all around town. And Walt complains because he never gets to drive, aka ride up front. They're, like, continuously going to the diner. Elaine, you know, knows Frank pretty well at this point. And Walt is like, please don't swear at Elaine.
Yeah. So being protective of her.
Yes. So they're both, like, kind of trying to, they're both opening the other up to new experiences.
Yes.
Frank, something he's trying to open Walt up to is this, like, two movies for the price of one. But Walt's like, I could never enjoy the second movie knowing that I broke the rules. So he buys tickets to both shows, which is just, like, the sweetest.
So cute.
And Frank ultimately actually gets a part-time job at the movie theater. He like applied after he got the haircut because he felt so confident. He is a ticket taker and he's wearing a tux.
I love it.
Precious.
So sweet.
Walt goes to the diner alone the next day because Frank is working. And he finds out from another waitress that Elaine is marrying a Marine and moving to Pensacola. He is devastated. He had no idea that she was even in a relationship, you know, like. He really thought that Elaine was his. And so he's just like, he's so disappointed.
So sad.
He asks to borrow Frank's bike to go buy a gift for Elaine. But Frank's like, we should go in on it together and I'll pay for it. I'll take care of it. Walt and Frank go to the diner. And Frank's gift is that he whips out a bottle of vodka as Elaine's going away gift. And Walt is like, super embarrassed. Clearly, this was not his idea. And we find out that Elaine doesn't even drink, but she graciously accepts the gift anyway. I have to say, that's like the most Frank gift.
Yes, totally.
This really upsets Walt, and he blames Frank for the gift idea, chastises him again for the language he uses in front of Elaine, and they get into an argument about who knows women better. And they insult each other, they're arguing. It ends up with Walt calling Frank a dirty sailor, and he's just like very disappointed in him.
I feel so defensive of sweet, sweet Walt in this moment. I'm like, Frank, how dare you?
Right? It's upsetting.
It is.
So, you know, they've had this tiff and Frank seems genuinely lonely. Like, we still haven't met his son,
yeah.
You know, who allegedly comes to visit sometimes. He knocks on his landlady's door after work in his tux with a bottle of Jameson wanting to talk. And we finally get to hear his story of when he wrestled Ernest Hemingway when he was a sea captain. That's like the story. But he also ends up making some drunk, lewd comments to his landlady instead. He like gets aggressive. He does end up stopping and apologizing. And she says it's okay and gently hugs him, which is not what I would do. But it seems to help him, you know.
Yeah.
He has a lot of unresolved emotions.
Yes, and they seem to know each other, so Unfortunately, this might not be surprising to her.
Yeah. Frank goes to the park the next day to find Walt, and they end up apologizing to each other. Walt is sad he never even said goodbye to Elaine. She's, like, not working anymore. And Frank offers to get him there to say goodbye to her. So they ride the tandem bike, but Frank gets tired and insists that Walt go the rest of the way on his own. Walt has never ridden up front before, so he's, like, actually kind of excited about this.
Yeah.
Walt shows up at Elaine's house to say goodbye. She invites him in, and she's shocked that he got there by bike, but he said it wasn't hard because he's so in shape.
I love him.
He hides a small gift under some of her packing materials and promptly falls asleep sitting up.
Can you imagine if some old man, sweet old man, not creepy,
yeah,
like came into your house to say goodbye to you and just fell asleep on your couch?
I also love that he doesn't, like, say, I came here to give you a gift.
Yes.
He's like, I came here to say goodbye. And he just hides the gift so that she finds it on her own.
I love that.
Oh, my God. This movie is so precious. So Walt was going to ask Elaine to this, like, seniors dance.
Mm-hmm.
But since she's moving, he asks Frank to the dance instead.
My heart.
Oh, my God.
This is where the tears start.
So Walt goes to meet Frank for the dance, but Frank doesn't answer the door. And the landlady lets Walt in, and we see... I'm going to cry.
Oh, no.
We see that... Stop. We see that Frank has passed away. He's laying in his chair with his tux shirt and a bow tie on and an Ernest Hemingway book in his lap. And Walt removes... I'm going to cry.
Oh, no.
It's so emotional because they're, like, such sweet friends.
It really is.
Walt removes his hat. I'm sobbing, obviously, at this point.
Of course.
And he just, like, pats Frank's chest. And
both of us at this point was, like, tears streaming.
When we watched this, I was, like, ugly crying, sobbing. And Scott came running into the room. He was like, what has happened?
Oh.
And I'm like, they were such sweet friends.
They finally have friendship. And then this.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And it's just, like, the way that Walt acts here, where it's not like he immediately breaks down. It's like, I don't know. It's just,
I have chills.
The scene is so moving.
It's very moving. And it's, like, so respectful, too.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's, I don't know. It's, like, obviously he kind of expects it.
Right.
In some way. But I don't know. You need to at least watch this scene because it's just so well done. And it's, like, oh, it's so sweet.
It's so good.
Okay, I'm rambling about something I can't explain. So Walt goes to the dance, and he rides the tandem bike there by himself. Oh. So I'm crying again. And he asks a very pretty older woman to dance, and the movie ends.
I feel like he went to the dance in Frank's honor.
Yes, specifically to ask a woman to dance. Like, that's what yes. Frank would have wanted.
Yes, like he's paying tribute to him in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank would have wanted him to go and not just, you know, stay home just because he found this out. Like, this movie came out of nowhere.
Yep. Like, that final scene is what pushed this up to that 7.25. Is that what we gave it?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like, up until then, I was like, you know, maybe this is a 6.5.
Right. Agreed.
But just the beautiful way that they depicted such a loving friendship in, like, a single movement with that cat. Like, obviously, we were so caught off guard by it, and I was not expecting that kind of reaction, but they just build the story so well that, oh, man.
They really do. Like, you're totally into their friendship at this point. You're so happy for them because you can tell that they're both lonely. Like, we don't get really any mention of Walt's family. And Frank, we just know that he wishes he had more of a relationship with his son.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, like, they don't really have many people. So the fact that they found each other, like, you just become so invested in their story.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, they were really there for each other. They obviously, they tried to bring out the best in the other person through their own better traits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Frank made Walt maybe a little bit more adventurous.
Yes.
You know, maybe experiment a little bit more. Walt made Frank more considerate and maybe kind. And it's just very sweet considering they weren't friends for very long, that they just like had such a good connection.
Completely agree.
I have to say also, Richard Harris was the best Dumbledore of all time.
Love.
And yeah, I just, and I love Sandy's role in this too, because I love when, I don't know, like Walt and Elaine's relationship has also this like very small town community feel.
Yes.
And it's very just pure and I don't know, it just makes you feel good.
Totally agree. The one thing I think, it was over 2 hours long. I thought it definitely could have been shorter. Like, it's very, very sweet, but it at times that is boring because at the end of the day, like you're watching, you know, two older men kind of do mundane things.
Mm-hmm.
And it can feel a little bit melancholy, like, throughout, even though it's very, it's, like, very, very sweet, but also a little bit melancholy because they're old.
It almost gives it a bit of, like, an indie film feel.
Yeah.
And I agree, it could have been shorter. This is a long movie, but I also ultimately like that they spent time developing the story of their friendship, because if they hadn't, I don't think Frank's death and Walt's reaction to it would have landed quite as hard and emotionally as it did for me.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's worth the watch.
Definitely.
It just does feel a little bit long, but it pays off in the end.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie just makes me sad.
Yeah, it really does.
I do wish we would have learned a little bit more about Walt's past, because for the kind of man he was, it doesn't seem right that he doesn't have a family of any kind.
I totally agree. You
know, even extended or something. Like,
yes.
It seems odd that a man like him would have been totally alone.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but I agree. Also, at first, I did not recognize Robert Duvall in this. Like, they disguise him pretty well.
They do. But, I mean, obviously, like, two great actors.
Really, yeah, huge names.
Bring it to life.
Right.
All right. That's all I got for plot.
Okay. So, for Sandra Bullock's character, Elaine, we rated it a 6.5 out of 10. She's a very sweet character. I think something interesting in this movie is we don't see her except for from his perspective, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not any scenes without him in it. So we don't get to know her a ton, but she's very likable in the sense that you know that she holds such a special place in Walt's heart, and she kind of recognizes that, and she leans into it a little bit. Like, it's not off-putting to her. Like, she's willing to be whatever that person is for her. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish we got to know how much he meant to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's at least open. Like, she invites him into her house and stuff like that. But you don't really know her thoughts.
Right. And, I mean, obviously she has not told him about her boyfriend or fiance or that she's moving. And so you do kind of think, like, she probably is much more important to him than he is to her. To her, he's like,
just some customer.
He's a regular, you know.
Yeah.
And to him, she's like the beacon of light in his day.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
But she is so kind to him, like riding the bus with him and these sorts of things. I think she recognizes the loneliness and that she can, at least for part of the day, you know, help fill that void, which is very sweet.
Yes. And I love that she's like looking out for Walt at the diner. Like she knows he just wants a ton of bacon. She knows it's not good for him, but she's like, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, you can have it.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. But overall, yeah. And like not a ton of real development. Like we really don't learn a lot about her. You're right. We only see it from Walt's perspective.
Yeah. So of course she's very likable. We rated it positive, but you know, we can't give it too high of a score when we don't uncover that much about her.
Mm-hmm. For her acting, we gave her a 6 out of 10. It's very sweet. It's solid, but it's not crazy. I mean, Richard Harris and Robert Duvall are the stars of this movie for sure.
Yes.
But she is a solid supporting character.
Yeah, for sure. I love when she is watching Walt sleep in her house. She has like a sweet look on her face, kind of like an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sweet.
Do we ever find out what he gave her?
Good question. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
We didn't write it down, which makes me think maybe we don't find out.
Maybe. Mm. Yeah, it's just very sweet. Early Sandra Bullock. Good. Not overly memorable, but she plays the part well.
Yeah. For Boss Babe, we gave it a score of 1 out of 2. Nothing really Boss Babe here, so stuck with the 1.
Yeah. And for a Would You Watch Again, we did give this a 1 out of 5. I think you should watch it. I think it is a great movie. If it was on TV during a rainy day and I wanted to take a nap, I would probably leave this on. I'm not rushing back to watch it again. But it did leave an impact, obviously. I just cried.
Yes. I agree. I think it's a very good movie, but I don't want to watch it again because I know I would cry. And I think there's just not enough action or quite enough payoff to make me want to cry again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if I want to cry, I'll choose another movie to fill spot. You know what I mean?
Totally. Totally.
But I agree. Everyone should watch it at least once. It's a really sweet movie.
Isn't it kind of interesting that she is somehow in 2 movies about Ernest Hemingway?
Yes. How is that possible?
Very random. Her other one is In Love and War.
Yes.
Where she like is the actual Ernest Hemingway's love interest.
Yes. And both, I was surprised at both.
Same.
She has some weird weavings in her films. Like the Ernest Hemingway thing, 2 movies set in Bolivia.
2 mockumentaries.
Yeah, 2 mockumentaries.
Oh, boy.
Weird.
All right. So to review for Wrestling Ernest Hemingway, we gave the plot a 7.25 out of 10. Sandra Bullock's character Elaine a 6.5 out of 10. Sandra Bullock's acting a 6 out of 10, a Boss Babe score of 1 out of 2, and a Would You Watch Again score of 1 out of 5, for a total score of 21.75 out of 37 points, which means Wrestling Ernest Hemingway is ranked number 30 out of 48 Sandra Bullock movies.
Hmm. That's good.
Yeah. It's a lovely, sad, slow film.
Yes, exactly. Great way to describe it. But yeah, if you haven't watched it yet, go do that. It's worth it.
Totally. Totally.
As always, thanks for listening to the Girl Crush Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on today's movie. You can find us on Instagram at girlcrush_pod or on our website at girlcrushpodcast.com. You can also email us at podcastgirlcrush@gmail.com. Tune in next time when we'll be talking about Practical Magic.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So excited. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.